Everyone
in Walmart. Blog Talk Radio.
Anyway,
I'm joined by Teacher Shane. We got a lot of broadcast, a lot of information to cover here tonight. My job informed me, y'all did a video about a week ago, right? That thing almost got 500,000 views.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Pretty fast. I got quite a few videos like that, but none ain't went up that fast. That's quick. You are here, right?
Who's that?
Everybody's sick and tired of all the lies. But now they're looking for other voices that at one time, you know what I mean, would sound like conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
What do you do when the conspiracy is fact?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Anyway, I'm joined here by Teacher Shane here tonight, Elder Mick.
Hallelujah.
Y'all brothers, tell everybody out there, man, we done went off on OBS, Teach. Could we come back on? They just keep going in and out right there.
Source.
What is that?
No, thing is cutting
up. Look like we're still live streaming on YouTube, though.
We'll wait and see what they say.
Anyway, Shabbat Shalom, everybody. We greet y'all. Glad you're here with us tonight. We know that the devil is in full effect.
Oh, yeah.
If y'all can't tell, look at the world. There can't be nobody but the devil controlling all these people.
Right.
Well, some of the stuff that's going on is nonsensical. You can't even make sense of some of the stuff that's going on today. There's no answer for it.
Get some preview and
scrimmage. Are you following
me?
Y'all brothers, start down with Z. Y'all go ahead and tell everybody your name is Shabbat Shalom. Go ahead and go around.
Brother Zay, Sherway, Tennessee, Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Can y'all hear? Go ahead.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody. This is Brother Terrence, Sherway, KY.
Brother McNabb, Shabbat Shalom, my family. Bless y'all.
Brother Trey, bless y'all family. Shabbat Shalom.
Brother Shabbat, bless y'all. Sherway, Tennessee, Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, I want y'all to check this out. The Cash App thing that I was trying to do last week, it didn't work good. And the reason why it didn't work good, because I already have an existing account. So we're going to disregard the Cash App and just go with the old Cash App if you choose to donate. All right? And we'll just keep it like that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's a lot going on in the world.
Yeah, it is.
But the Most High is still in control. Because can't nothing take place without Him taking place, letting it take place. And a lot of people, Christians quote stuff like that all the time. But they quote that to try to keep you in a passive state of mind. The danger that we have going on today, you know what, let me get through this greetings first before I get into this. I must be chomping at the bit to get into this, you know what I mean?
But
we greet each and every last one of you. Y'all go ahead and tell everybody that we're here tonight. We done increased about almost 15,000 subscribers in 1 week.
Hallelujah.
And out of that, we'll be a remnant.
Yeah.
Right? I'm out there fishing now. Catching fish. Yo, besides, you be catching them now, man.
Hallelujah.
Got to throw it out. Throw it out 100 times. may get one.
Huh?
That's
right.
If it's that scripture says, be not weary in well doing. For in due season you shall reap if you faint not. So Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Tell everybody we here, man. Tell everybody we here. We are here. And we're here by the grace and mercy of Yahweh, Yahshua, the HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. All praises to the Most High
Yah.
And all praises is to him, will be to him, through him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got a few things we got to hit here in order to bring knowledge. I hope that y'all have y'all undivided attention. Everyone is contributing by way of PayPal and Cash App. Bless y'all. Thank you very much. Brother Eric, all of y'all. Bless you, Pastor, Elder, Teacher, Brothers, Sisters, Shabbat Shalom, we here. Yeah, we are here. Looks like it's going to probably be our next shirt, we here.
Mm-hmm.
And because we got to get to a shirt for the children, let's go, champ.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go, champ. I was trying to teach. No, I wasn't going to say I'm just playing with me. He ain't ready to understand.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to teach Jonathan a little bit of Thai boxing.
Yeah.
He just sitting and look at me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
One day, day is coming, he going to be just sitting and looking at me. He going to be taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean? If you got knowledge about anything, what good is it for you to keep it to yourself when you can pay it forward?
Zero.
Don't give me that mess. Well, y'all didn't have to go through what I had to go through. Well, damn. What kind of spirit is that? Huh? Anyway, the new mailing address is 641 Highway 52 Bypass West, number 7. You can mail it to anybody in the ministry. I just put care of whoever it is here. Now, if I see anybody in the ministry, don't set up and send something to that mailing address and then put care of Elder Rufus. Nobody, believe it or not, but I don't say it. Somebody going to do it. Y'all think I'm kidding? Y'all didn't hear that sister broadcast last night? Sister Ashley asking for testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And all that was a depression fest. Mm. No wonder they ain't got no dang testimonies. I don't understand. Did I just get finished last Sabbath with emphasis? I said it a thousand times. The joy of Yahweh. What is it? It's our strength.
The joy. All that.
Couldn't, no matter what, man. And, man, you women, y'all better start listening. Y'all been... Y'all, first of all, number one, I don't care what you like and comprehend or say not. Your hope is in your, if you got a head, the man.
Yeah. Yeah.
America done screwed y'all up in the head.
Big time.
We realize and know that we screwed up.
Yep, right. I agree.
Huh?
I agree.
And it's because we were able to acknowledge that we screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an old statement that says, before honor, humility. Mm-hmm. And that's what people are lacking in today.
Big time.
It's humility.
Yeah.
Because we live in a generation that people take meekness for weakness.
That's it.
Fools. Fools. I got a few things I'm going to go over here right here. Y'all, I'm going to read this to y'all. You want to keep following?
Yeah.
I'm going to read this. This is a letter sent to me.
Hallelujah.
Right, look at this.
Yeah.
That ain't in my name. It ain't forged.
Yep.
All right. I want y'all to read this.
Come on.
How many times you ever heard me say that I'm always right until I get to you?
That's
it. Yeah, you ain't never heard nobody say that but me, though, right? Think about that. I'm always right until I get to you. When it's your turn, all of a sudden, I'm wrong. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, listen. A wise man will hear reproofs. Matter of fact, the book says reproofs and corrections are a way of life. Did y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Who wants life, though? No, ain't too many people want life. They think they want life. They'll kick against reproofs and corrections.
Mm-hmm.
Even if even if you're being, let's say if you're being corrected and the person that's correcting is wrong, what the book tell you your behavior is supposed to be? There you go. Suffer to be defrauded and take it patiently. See, we don't know how to do that because we ain't got no word in us. We got worldliness in us, but we ain't got no script in us. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word if you proceed out not. See, and most people thinking that they're listening, this is what happens. We listen in the past and talk, and we, oh, yeah, I know that. No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't know how to put it together like this. It's by the Spirit that this stuff come together like this. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just that when you hear, you have a form of some sense of knowledge of it, and you think that sense of knowledge, it applies all the way across the board.
Yeah. Break
down. But if it applies all the way across the board, why can't we see it lived in your life?
You right. Come on.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
It ain't enough to just be able to acknowledge. I can read this and say it straightway, but what does it mean?
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
If you don't even know the meaning,
right,
of the sign, and the book says you don't even know the meaning of the voice, how are you going to prepare yourself for war? How are you going to prepare yourself for anything? So just because you perceive that you hear something, that don't mean you comprehend and understand.
Right.
Wait till you hear the whole story.
You right.
Hold yourself until after the matter.
That's
good. Yep. Oh, yeah, you get, oh, yeah, yeah, I know. No, you don't. I'm trying to teach.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But I got a letter right here. I'm going to read this, okay? Matter of fact, one of my issues, come here. One of y'all come here. Because it was written by a woman. We'll hear it in a woman's voice. That brings impact.
It does.
It does. Don't y'all hear this? What's that date on that, Elder?
4/22/2020.
Last year, right?
Yes, sir.
Mother, read this. You got your. Here, you need some lenses. Here you go. That's some lenses right there. Here you go. Watch this. I want her. First of all, is everybody ready to hear? Do I have y'all attention?
Yes, sir.
I keep saying, man, y'all understand these brothers in there feasting.
Yeah.
Straight up. It's not Pastor Dow House of Love or Hospitality.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm? Ain't that what it's going to be?
Yeah.
Sir. Now, I come to your house, you can prepare me a bowl of oatmeal, and you still be a love of hospitality, because I'll be all right.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Man, I won't despise the day of small things.
Yeah.
Hmm?
You were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, if
people, they ain't go elder. If people can just learn, and you know what the problem is, they ain't never had any hardship.
Yeah, you're right. You got to know how to go without.
You know what I mean? In their lives. Never had any hardships.
That's
what I'm thinking. Now, y'all need up, man.
It's head up. She made it.
And they're like, okay, we good. We're going to practice some.
It's
self-control all of a sudden. When we leave here, they're out of control. We're going to read a letter by someone that was part of the ministry.
Hmm.
Was. We're going to read with their own hand their testimony. We'll show you how double-minded, two-spirit, how indecisive y'all women are. That's why you need a head in some capacity, some form. In our culture, a woman was never uncovered.
Yeah.
When she left her father's house, she went immediately under the headship and authority of her husband. If she was a concubine, she was still under the headship and authority of that man.
That's it.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
If she was a war bride and the man didn't have no desire for her, she was still in that man's house under his authority.
Yep.
Because you women are not designed by divine fiat
with it.
To make choices and decisions when it comes to life in itself.
Yep.
Y'all put an image in front of you to remind you that you're dealing with Yah.
Hallelujah.
Now, hold on, I ain't pulling no Cleflo Dollar.
Yeah.
Clever little dollar thinks he's God.
Yeah.
Baki. Bell Key. He thinks he's God too. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to show y'all later on how that a lot of people today, see, if I don't, see, one reason I talk about this, because I want everybody to be tuned in. Just because someone purports logic, and I'm not going to use the word logic, because it sounds logical, and to them, it's the truth. Are you following?
Right.
What you do in your logic is just simply not reason.
Right.
You understand what I mean? And then you got somebody that's in front of you with a critical ear. They're sitting here listening to you use logic. And they get ready to embarrass you. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Because they use critical thinking skills. Just because you purport something, that doesn't mean it's gospel truth. And that's why deception can come in the daytime and hour we're living in. That's why the book says, as there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers in front of among you.
Yeah.
And they privily going to break in down the Pharisee because it sounds so good because it's logic. But it's, look, natural logic.
Right.
And what does the book say on answering the cardinal mind?
Yeah.
It cannot receive the things of God. You see that?
Enmity.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
It can't do it. Because there's a reason. It is Yah's enemy.
Yeah.
There's enmity, there's division, there's separation.
Yes, sir.
While it seems to make perfect sense, it's because you are cardinal as hell. I probably ain't even saying it. I probably saying cardinal like a bird. How you say it?
Cardinal.
Cardinal. I can't talk right there. Y'all know, come on, country, man. Just take note I've been with Jesus, all right? Y'all know what I'm saying, though.
Exactly.
Know what I'm saying? See, that's how I can easily come ignorant and unlearned.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, I've been with Jesus, Yahshua. So show me how intelligent you are. Hmm? You speak as a wise man. I speak as a fool. How about that? Huh? How about that? Because the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Yah. But in their own vanity of their own mind are they puffed up, vainly puffed up. And y'all can understand, that's what a lot of people are speaking from today, is logic. Because logic appeals to the natural mind, not to the spiritual mind. You can hear somebody talk, and that's why you don't need to be moving much unless you know the meaning of the voice.
Yeah.
Because they can get your head bobbing real fast. And next thing you know, you're making a covenant agreement with someone, and then next thing you know, all of a sudden you leave from there, wonder why your mind is in a daze. You're confused, like, what in the world? What happened there? Can y'all hear?
Yes, sir.
This is somebody who used to be in the ministry. A woman. Then a woman decided to try to blast the pastor. A year later. Can y'all believe that?
Yeah.
Try to literally blast the pastor.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Watch this. Read, mother. Watch this. Mother Carol gonna read this. Y'all listen real close. Watch this. Y'all, wait a minute. We're gonna let it read for itself. Come on.
Pastor, my shepherd and my brother, thank you for all you do for this ministry. I can never, ever pay you for your service, advice, example of righteous living, and even rebuke. I thank you for being patient with me, giving me time to heal, learn, and accept the truth. Now I am ready to receive whatever it is that Yahweh has placed in your heart concerning me and my child. I need your guidance. You are the wisest, righteous man I know. I've never had good reason to trust men before, but I trust you with my whole heart.
Y'all hear this? That land it in heavy. Watch this.
Please help give me some direction for my life. I need you, shepherd, and I will obey you fully. Be it rebuke, truth, that
did y'all hear this?
Yeah.
Y'all hear this?
Yeah.
Y'all women listening? Come on.
I have no one else in this natural world that has my best interest and is not looking to take advantage of my kindness. I know you're so busy. I'm not asking for any material things from you. I just need leadership from a righteous man of Yah. If you give me direction, I will live and become the woman Yahweh has always created me to be.
See, that's a covenant.
That is.
That's a verbal covenant. Written. And that's a contract. Y'all hear it?
Yes, sir.
Read on.
And this will be a soul set free from the enemy. And I will not waste your time, but I will be a testimony.
What am I supposed to do with that? She said she ain't gonna waste my time.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Read.
I will be a testimony to our king's greatness and his people who help his sheep. I pray that your...
Now, y'all see the reason why I say that a lot of times people have a very high, lofty opinion of themselves? Read.
I pray that you're able to have time to speak with me concerning this. Respectfully yours, and thank you for opening my eyes to the truth.
And read the name.
Respectfully, Sister Victoria.
Y'all hear that? Sister who?
Victoria.
Y'all hear that?
Contract.
We was cleaning the office and found this letter in the letter pile. Y'all hearing that?
Yes, sir.
What are we supposed to do about it? Man, them great words right there, man.
Loving words.
Huh? Yeah,
words.
Now, who lied? Somebody done moved.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has done moved from their position, because I'm still here.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Certainly.
Just like we held office, somebody moved. I'm still here.
Yeah.
Somebody done moved. Who moved? You see what I mean? Did it come back and blast me? I'm out trying to go fishing. I get this text from him and say, I'm getting blasted. Can't even fish in peace. Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
What we supposed to, I'm asking y'all something out there. All you people out there who love judging. What we supposed to do with this? Was this real?
Oh, it's real.
Oh, was it Victoria? Was this real? What changed? Because I'm still here. Doing the same thing I've always done, hopefully to a greater capacity and a greater measure. Hell?
Yeah.
What's going to change? What happened?
She changed. She ain't here.
Y'all hear that, right?
Uh-huh.
And such are some of you. Teach. We're going to move on to the next one. Y'all ready for the next one?
Come on.
Y'all ready for the next one? Type in the word next. We ain't talking about next letter either. I'm going to show y'all something. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, T-Shane. Had somebody, we're just going to leave it, by the name of Joe. Stare opened up the door, he getting old, all right? He opened up the door and allowed Joe and this documentary people come to live with him to document their life. You hear me? Joe didn't contact me. Joe ran across Kabir. Now I'm going to ask y'all a question. How is it that our information is out there all over the internet? Is it not? Do we not got a phone number bigger than Stuttgart sitting right up here?
There you go.
Sitting right there.
Yes.
Behind every video. And how many people y'all know has copied this ever since we've been doing this, ever since I've been on YouTube?
Watch
it. Y'all hear me? I've been on YouTube just about 14 years. How many people copy this? you know, copy this platform doing the same thing.
Yeah.
What they do is they'll put their little number and stuff. And everything. You go back, come on, you go back a long, long time ago, man. I'm telling you, a lot of this stuff that's going on from the foundation of YouTube, man, I created this stuff. I don't get no accolades for it. I'm glad that people can see something and use it. Y'all hear me?
Sure.
So Joe was able to live down there with his film crew at the Overcomer Ministry. You ready for this one, Tim? Joe contacts Kabir. And because he heard Kabir's name mentioned with us. Mind you, I hadn't, somebody say 2002? Am I about right? 2001. We'll give a little grace period, 2002.
About that time frame.
Time frame right there. So if we go to 2002, where are we at today? 2021. How many years is that?
19.
Somebody say 19 years.
19 years.
That's the last time I talked, that I believe that I talked to that man. And mind you, he didn't do nothing against me.
Joke. It's a joke.
No, Stan. Stan's always been good to me.
Yes.
And I've always been good to him.
True.
He's always been good to me, though.
Yeah.
He never, I can never say anything that he has ever done against me personally. But you got all kind of people out there, and I told him, see, what the problem is this. I get called down to this meeting, all right? And y'all know the story, some of it, because you were an eyewitness. I'm an eyewitness. You hearing all these other people getting out there spitting. But you ain't eyewitness. I'm an eyewitness. All right? So I get there. I'm like, I'm in Pastor Rice is staying in a trailer together. Wondering, like, what in the world could be so bad? You know what I mean? So we get to this meeting. I don't know what's going on. You got Chip Landry, Rick. Are you following Rick Bell? The guy used to play tennis. You got Enoch. Dave Jackson, Mike Bruner, Tim, y'all don't know all these people, right? And you got Pastor Roberts. You got Roberts and Dave Jackson that knew all this stuff that was going on with this man. Now, I know what the book says. If you cover a multitude of sins seeking love, they were giving them a kind of like a probation period here. Are you following? All right? So, next thing you know, we called down there. Apparently, he must have failed the probation period. He'd been messing around with other men's wives and little girls. Hold on. Stop for a second. Somebody said, what in the hell? Why would somebody want to deal with an old-ass man? Ain't got to do with old-ass. It has to do with a spirit. Somebody can use their position and their title as a means of influence. Why do you think I keep myself away from all these damn skirts? And not that I don't love my sister. You understand what I mean? So, it gets out that this man has done sexually assaulted young girls, teenage girls. And all this, so we down at this meeting, I'm listening to all this stuff. Mind you, I'm the youngest one. Y'all hear me? Who is the youngest one in Joe's friends? You have Eliphaz. And you had the young one that says, you know what, I held my tongue all this time. I didn't say a word because all you were older than me. That was me.
Very true.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Pastor Rice, come on, bear with it. You can tell. You know, I know y'all watching.
Come on.
House of Prayer, y'all watching.
Yes, they are.
Overcome Ministry watching.
Yes, you are.
Pastor Rice watching.
Yes.
Pastor Robert, you watch all the time.
Oh, yes.
You ain't got nothing else better to do. I know they all watching.
They are.
So we listening to all this, right?
Yes, sir.
And I'm watching all these emotions. I'm watching all these people go off. I'm watching all this so-called, so be wisdom judgment. Mind you, I'm a young man. I'm in my early 30s. Or either mid-30s, somewhere along in there. I'm early 30s. When I say young man, I'm talking about young man. But I was powerful in the word. You understand what I mean? Now, I ain't say nothing until it was my time to speak. They said, well, anyway, everybody done talk, so let's hear from Pastor Dow. So we get up there, I start talking. As soon as I start talking, the first person who wanted to challenge me was Pastor Roberts. First, I come in a tactful format. Look here. You done had your say, y'all, it's my turn to speak now. You got men want to run outside the tabernacle, want to go see if their wife and their children are okay because of all the stuff that was going on out there. So I'm speaking now, all right? And I get up in here, and I start talking and stuff, and I start asking questions. Next thing, Roberts, he start walking. I said, tell you what, don't take too many more damn steps. Didn't I tell you that, Roberts? We're going to keep it spiritual. We're going to keep it spiritual. See, the problem with people today is they think because you can scream and holler. Are you following me? Or you may have a little bit of size on you or something that somebody is going to capitulate. And somebody going to be, I don't know what the hell it means to be scared of another human being. You understand what I mean? You're talking to the wrong man. But at the same time, I'm not about to get out there and boast myself as the devil with any man. Is that making any sense?
Yes, sir.
So I'm talking and stuff, but this guy wanted to try to interrupt me and disparage me and stuff, and I had to get carton on him in that meeting. If you understand what I mean. Now, you're going to step your ass, you're going to sit back, and I'm doing the damn talking now. You don't interrupt me. I didn't interrupt you, so shut your mouth up. You understand what I mean? This is a man 13 years my senior. You know how it feels to talk to somebody like that, 13 years your senior? They don't know it in this generation, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
So anyway, we get back online. I listen to everything. I watch carefully everybody's, you know, how they respond, reacted. And I said, you know what? I'll tell you what. Ain't nothing going to happen to this man. Oh, they went in an uproar. Uproar, man. They all went in a hissy fit. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
They just went overboard and stuff. As I'm going to tell you the reason why. Ain't nothing going to happen. You all have count this man as an enemy. And I'm not justifying any damn thing he said. But you think that your wrath works y'all's righteousness. What you want. All that I say, I'm telling y'all, there was nothing, there was going to be nothing that happened to this man. Teacher, does this still sound the same 20 years later?
Oh, yeah, it rings true.
Mind you, I didn't get to speak much. Man, they went in a hissy fit and uproar over that. They wanted jail, they wanted blood, they didn't want to turn them over to the Gentiles. So they're lying and say, well, the brothers prayed for me. I didn't get in on that. I sit back. Because, mind you, I know about deliverance. And he gets on the broadcast and say, well, I've been delivered and stuff. The brother's praying. I said, no, he didn't. He ain't getting no deliverance like some of you out there. And mind you, you talking about straightway, which at that time was still, even at our young infancy, was still the most powerful ministry in that ministry of fellowship with them.
Yes.
They in South Carolina, we in Tennessee. Still the most powerful ministry. Holy Spirit, power. I mean, it's always been with us. All praise to the Most High. Y'all, thank you, Jesus. Always been with us. Man, got finished with all that and stuff. And I told him, I said, The Bible says, rejoice not when you see your enemy fall.
Yeah.
Come on, Teach. What you got?
Rejoice not when your enemy falls.
Where are you reading from, Teach?
Proverbs 24.
Y'all hear that? Proverbs 24.
17 and
18. 17 and 18. Mind you, I'm at this level of wisdom way back then.
Yes.
Trying to talk all these hard-headed, offended-ass people. Tim Butler. All of them. Man, they go out there, they make all these. Anyway, we'll get to that. Come on.
And let not your heart.
Let not your heart be what?
Be glad.
Be what?
Be glad.
Be glad because what?
When he stumbles.
When he what?
When he stumbles.
And these people, man, they were tasting blood. You hear me?
Sir.
Read on.
Lest Yah sees it.
Lest who sees it?
Yah.
This ain't got to do with me. It got to do with Yah, right?
Exactly.
Lest Yah sees it and do what?
And it displeases him.
And it displeases him. Why? Because you are trying to bring Yah's judgment, but it's your judgment. And you will not adopt a hands-off attitude and leave it alone and turn him over to Yah.
Amen.
Can't nobody do a job like Yah.
Right.
Man, they were vicious in their disposition. Big time. Read on.
And he turned away his wrath.
So let Yah see this. And he turned away his wrath. Come on, Deej.
From him.
Here you are thinking that the wrath of man worked with the righteousness of Yah. Here you are thinking your judgment and everything is on time, and you gonna demand and this, and you gonna go to the world. Why would you want to go to the world when you're supposed to go to the saints? Is not the saints supposed to be worthy to judge even the smallest of matters? Take that 1 Corinthians. Are you following chapter 7? Isn't that right? So you think about this for a second. Here they are. I mean, all of them. Roberts is offended. David is offended. All of them offended because this man can't stop manipulating, coercing little girls. And then men's wives. Y'all hear this?
Yes, sir.
Somebody asked me, what would you have done, Pastor Dow, if we went down there and you found out that he tried to coerce Lydia, put a hand on my child, beat the shit out of his ass. and then I'll let God judge me. I said, I'll beat the hell out of that old man ass and every damn man to try to come up in front of my face. Hey, I'm with you. We're touching out y'all's anointed, but you so damn anointed, don't get outside of y'all.
Yeah.
Don't get outside of them. Don't get outside of y'all now.
Come on, that's so true.
Because you get ready to meet a battle axe and a weapon of war. Man, see, that's why I keep telling y'all, well, I'll sell a young man me in his ways.
Yeah.
By doing what, though? By doing what, though? Yeah. Taking heed to what?
Word.
And see, we are empty on word today.
Yeah.
So they got all mad at me, right?
Yeah.
So I'm walking out the back door, and Stairs asking, Dow, where's Pastor Dow? Where's Pastor Dow there? Come on, let me tell you. Pastor Dow, please don't leave me. Brother Stairs, I'm going back to Tennessee. I'm going to be praying all the way home in what direction I need to do. Because I got y'all sheep up here, God's sheep up here. Are you following me? Am I on point still?
Oh, yeah.
Am I deviating to the left or right?
You
still trying to pray? And I promise I'll let you know, I'll get with you. So I get home and stuff, and I tell people what's going on. I said, my choice decision, we're cutting. Cutting fellowship.
Yes. Truth.
He had his wife, Sister Stan, Teresa, trying to reach out to me, call me. He's sitting there in the background listening to stuff, and I'm the only one interested. So anyway, so this guy, make a long story short, we're on this documentary, right? And y'all know what happened from there. I get on the internet, they all on the internet, and nobody gets attacked but Pastor Dow. Nobody gets disparaged but Pastor Dow. Nobody gets lied on but, you know the reason why? Because none of their ministries are shit. They don't have the Most High Yah showing them that the seal of their pastorship or apostleship or what are the people.
Right.
We done superseded everything they done 10, 20 times over. All praise to the Most High God.
All
and blessed be the Lord. You are humble, thank Jesus Christ. Y'all in? Is this real talk?
Yeah.
You get it?
Yes, sir.
And mind you, I was talking about it tonight, wasn't it?
Yes,
pitchfork, shovels, that's all. Everything, man, I lived 9 years. Teacher Shane is living in the place that I used to live in.
Yes.
Teacher Shane running 20 years without running water in the place.
Wow.
Content.
Hallelujah.
I told him, and you know the reason why, right? When you're a brother, you're single, man, you give me that damn little, you know that little small bungalow we got right up here, right? Give me that one room, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Give me a bucket.
Yeah.
I'm good. Big bucket, man. Shoot, it's like I'm living in a walled off story, man. A single brother?
Yeah.
Content?
Yeah.
Oh, hell. Somebody say, Godliness with contentment is great gain. Man, I can be happy to be included in the number.
That's it, sir.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
I wouldn't fool with it. So anyway, you know there's all these people that get on the internet, first thing you do, you go out there and see all kind of videos. Everybody, false witnesses, lying on me all over the place. You got a couple of intelligent young men that will hear all this shit, and then they will use self-autonomy and go, man, let me check this stuff out.
Because
this stuff sounds crazy because I'm looking at this fruit. I'm looking at this man, and I'm hearing what they say, and it just ain't adding up. So let me go check it out for myself.
Exactly.
And year, month after month, so day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, and decade after decade, more people get saved, healed, and delivered, and set free. Things are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Ain't nobody fighting against us but the devil.
That's it.
And they good out there, and they lie their ass off.
Yeah.
Especially like that homosexual Eric Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Just lie his ass off. And I keep telling y'all, y'all listening to these people who are offended because they're wicked as hell, and they get y'all in your weak-ass state. Y'all listen to it, you get offended. And many of you who were ordained to eternal life, you just cut yourself off because you taking on that offense to yourself.
Yes,
that's right. And the world think I give a damn about what they say.
Don't matter.
I don't, Elderman, do I really truly care about what the world says?
No.
Man, every week there's a new video of somebody coming out and be exposing Pastor Down. Man, expose me.
Yeah.
The more you expose, the more people come. I keep telling me, he's happening, man. So anyway, we get back here, right? And I'm going to move all the way up to this letter right here, all right? You got a letter right here? Elderman, you got your peas on your ring? Spirit sends me this from Joe, who's doing a documentary down there, right?
Yeah.
Read, Elder. Come on with it.
All right. So this is 10/19/2021.
Y'all hear that? This month.
Yeah.
Come on.
Rundown. Joe is a documentary filmmaker who originally was contracted to document Craig Mack.
Craig Mack. Remember, Craig Mack became part of the Overcomer ministry.
In 2018.
And then Craig Mack died there. Craig Mack died there because he didn't die because of the misery. He died because he had some pre-existing conditions going on with him. Come on.
After Craig's death, Archie Stair and the Overcomer Ministry invited Joe to come document their lives.
You hear that? Now, you know, there's a reason why he did it. We're going to fill in the gaps, though, okay? Read on.
The six-part series is set to air on streaming platforms by 2022.
Y'all hear that? That's next year.
Yes.
Come on.
From 2018 through 2021, Joe and a small crew filmed the life of RG and the ministry, getting all access from RG up until his last day.
They were there, actually, to his last day, and he died on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let me see. I'm 50. At the time, I was 54. Add 13 years of that.
67, yeah.
No. 33 years, sorry. 33 years, because Stair was 33 years older than me.
Oh.
Roberts is 13 years older than me. So add 87 years old. So he passed away at 87 years. That's still a long life.
Yeah,
read on.
Purpose. Throughout filming The Overcomer Ministry, R.G. spoke frequently about Pastor Dow.
He spoke how much?
He spoke frequently about Pastor Dow.
That means all these years have done went by. And he's speaking about me still all this time. But let's see how he's speaking, though. Come on.
And the similarities in the ministries and the misconception about the beliefs and practices.
Y'all hear that? Now, what they had told me was that he didn't speak nothing evil against me at all. The similarities, I don't know what similarities is because we ain't got nothing similar to them. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
What that is somebody trying to, I'm going to use the worldly term, piggyback.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Piggyback. Because what we are doing now,
mm-hmm.
I told y'all and I gave y'all. I can run it down now. When I went to Bishop Mulberry and told him what y'all had showed me in my heart about the way we should be doing far as living community. And remember what he said? He said, you just want somebody to take care of you. I said, I ain't never asked nobody to take care of me. Y'all never heard me say this before.
Yes,
I'm trying to show you because I'm looking at an assembly here in the Apostolic Church. Well, people got a bum ride with each other in order to get there. You got a few affluent people in the congregation. You understand what I mean? And here they are every time you got a pastor's appreciation. And you got these people out washing cars, selling chicken dinners and every damn thing else to give you a $30,000 offer and stuff, and they're staying in a project and stuff, and they can barely even make it to assembly. Coming and asking me as a brother, well, can I have a loan? Can I have some money? And you understand what I mean? And I'm reading, I'm looking at this book, man, and it just jumps off the page. And this stuff in my heart a long time ago. So what I'm going to do? When I get out, first thing I start doing is start searching to find out if I can see somebody doing this. I found three or four places that does something similar to what I'm reading, but that doesn't mean that they're actually doing it.
Right.
Yeah. Pastor Fox, man, he came to look because he saw the same thing.
Yes.
But yet and still, you can't tell that what he's doing is the same thing in his book with what we're doing.
It ain't true.
It ain't true. It's so diametrically opposed. From one end of the spectrum to the next, he said with his own mouth, Pastor Fox did, he said, you are the only successful community. Usually after 3 to 5 years, they fail. Pastor Fox, you failed, didn't you? See what I mean? So you would think that people will have the humility to humble themselves and say, well, damn, Pastor Dow got it right.
Yeah.
I've been on the phone all day long with Elder Rufus and them. I can't tell you everything. I've been handling stuff all day long, negotiating an agreement and a deal with putting a double, a 28 by 70, 80, double wide trailer on the land down here in Alabama. I told you we're moving. We move. We shaking.
Hallelujah.
You see what I mean?
Yes,
I'm still here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord.
If y'all be for you.
Yes, sir. Come on, Chef.
Come on.
Come on.
Don't start hating on the man.
Right. Amen.
You start hating on the man, you start hating on him that's leading the man.
Yes. Really.
Don't get mad because he's leading me and ain't leading you.
Yeah.
All you got to do, I told you, just come alongside. I'll help you in the work of the ministry.
That's it. Yeah.
Simple.
I'm going
to tell you straight, I don't want no glory. I'm going to get the honor and respect because the honor and respect is due.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That's why I continue to keep saying, I'm going to say it again. All praise to the Most High.
All praise to the Most High.
All praise to the Most
High.
Yes, sir.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I know all my help come from.
Yes.
Enjoy. You people think this is being done by a man who's using with you logic and reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all full of it. Y'all are full of it. Come on, D.
The goal of talking with Pastor Dow would be to give a safe platform in which the straightway communities could be represented accurately and fully.
Do I need a goal? Do I need to be represented accurately and fully? Kabir already done did all that.
Good. Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
I understand what he's saying. But and behind the scenes, the conversation me and Kabir was having, this guy was telling Kabir, said that this man, R.G. Stair, all the way up to his last day, didn't do nothing but speak positive about Pastor Dow.
Mm.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Nothing but positive. I told Kabir, I said, all he had to do was just reach out. No, hold on. First of all, y'all have to understand, I know the order of Scripture.
Yeah.
The elder don't reach out to the younger. But when you are in transgression, are you following me?
Come on.
It ain't got no, that's why I keep saying, aged men are not always wise. Reach the hell out and don't let your pride get in the way and come before destruction.
Yes.
All they had to do was reach out. Teach, will we not, I was talking with him, will we not have jumped in our pickup truck and head right to Walter Burns, South Carolina? I went right down there just to hear what he had to say. Because as long as there's breath in our body, every man has an opportunity to change, repent, and turn from that wicked way to afford the right to be able to walk in the newness of life. I would at least give him the opportunity. I would want that opportunity.
Yeah.
Go to Matthew 7 real quick, man, while we... Go to Matthew 7 real quick. See, people don't understand. You know, Yahshua talked about the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
The kingdom of Yah. Over and over again. And I don't know how we miss it. I don't know how we miss it. I talk about it until I'm green in the face.
Yes, sir.
I mean, read, T. Start the first verse.
Judge not.
Lest what?
That you be not judged.
For
with what judgment you judge.
What's going to happen?
You shall be judged.
Stop. So how many of you are holding malice in your heart with the hooks of judgment in it? What if somebody didn't meet the conditions, how would you know when you bitter?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
How would you know when you are loaded with bitterness? Now you are putting yourself in the stead of Yah. The book says, as we have received mercy, we faint not. So when it's speaking in this English confused vernacular, judge not as you be judged, it ain't telling you don't judge. It's telling you whatever measure that you judge someone is coming back to you again to that same measure. Read.
And with what measure you mean?
Whatever condition to the level you go to. It's going to be what?
It shall be measured to you
back again. You see what I mean?
Indeed.
Y'all see what I mean?
Yes,
that's what the book says. Y'all sure saying that.
Yes, sir.
Read.
And why behold the mote that is in your brother's eye?
Oh, that offense sticks out like a soap about that man, like a log. Woo-wee. But what about you?
Yeah.
Remember last Shabbat I said, you know the reason why, you know the problem is, right? Everybody else is, what they doing is bigger than yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody else is bigger than yours. You can't even see because, anyway,
right.
Go back and look at the message.
Yeah.
Listen to the message.
Right.
Mm-hmm. See, I guarantee you had a bunch of type of foolishness and frivolity all this week, though. You don't want to soak in and immerse yourself in the preaching of the word of Yah, though, do you? You put more dividends in this damn wicked short-ass life we live in than eternal life. I'll tell you what, when my time is up, you're going to know that a preacher's been among you. You're going to know. I promise you. Come on, teach.
But consider not the beam that is in your own eye.
So, you capitalize so much on the speck that everybody else got, but you got a big old totem pole. You got a big old log. You got a beam and then you wonder why you can't see so clear.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, how will you say to your brother?
What are you going to say to the brother?
Let me pull out the mote out of your eye.
You know, you're going to take a piece of tweezers. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make you better.
But you're running around.
Come on.
With your eyes.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
You can't even see.
But you're going to take a piece of tweezers and pull out. Now, shut up. Go on, teacher.
And behold.
What?
A beam is in your eye?
See, that's what these people are doing. See, people, you know, people are very unmerciful. They're unmerciful in judgment because Don Galatians says, if you see a brother overtaken in a fault, you consider one as yourself. That's Galatians 6, in case I don't want y'all read that, okay?
Yeah,
you consider one as yourself. I can't keep on digressing, man, because we're going to be all over this Bible. You understand what I mean? But read on, teach.
You hypocrite.
You what?
You hypocrite.
Oh, you divine, pure saint. You
hypocrite.
Oh, you ain't never sinning. You just doing good. You walking on clouds.
Hypocrite.
You in heavenly places, city without you.
Hypocrite.
You damn hypocrite, you. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't want to be numbered with the hypocrite.
No, sir. No, sir.
That's why a lot of, did they not accuse David of his mercy?
Mm-hmm.
Being so much so that almost to the point that he sinned? I usually let people run. I promise you I do. I let it run out, and I let it run. I let it run for a long time. You know the reason why? I want to make sure I cover every single base. You ever heard the old saying in the world, I want to make sure you dot every I and cross every T.
Yep.
I want to make sure it's all done. Because when I do come in and I do go in, I'm justified.
Yes.
Hey, thank you very much for now.
Yes,
I'm justified. There ain't going to be no wiggle room.
Uh-uh.
Ain't going to be nothing else said after that.
Uh-uh.
Y'all hear me?
Okay.
Ain't going to be no loaded questions. To where the only answer you can give is to the way you purpose the question.
Yeah.
There's only going to be one outcome. Truth and righteousness is going to prevail.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
See? But in your patience, you possess your soul. You hear that? In your
patience.
You possess it. You got full control of it.
Hallelujah.
So Kabir goes, that documentary guy, he says he did nothing all the way up to his last day talk bothering you. Why he's so prideful to not reach out?
Mm-hmm.
Not because he's still caught up. Caught up in the old ways.
Yeah.
Because I promise the one thing that those leaders down to overcome don't want, they don't want me to come down there. If I did come down there, it would be turned over to righteousness. We'll be following Yah's way.
Yes, sir.
If I'm in that area, I may even stop by there and just see if they'll kick me out.
Yeah.
Because they're gone, he buried.
Yeah.
Would they want to see a man that he spoke positively about all his later days of his life? Why ain't y'all reaching out to overcome?
Come on.
No? So you know you probably got some damn dry dictator down there, some damn dry so-called minister. He ain't got no spirit of Yah. We turn it upside down. I promise you, turn it to righteousness.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Look, we're here on this earth, right?
Yes, sir.
Yah, everything that we get is a gift from Yah.
Okay.
Our breath, our life, our food, our clothing, our shelter, everything. It all on loan from Yah. Every single bit of it. Don't you think for one thing, and I, because of my wisdom, and I, because of my knowledge, and I, because of who I am, and I, because I am so intelligent, and I, you damn fool.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Yes,
you damn fool. I mean, the Baptist love, but Joe, so, I mean, he summed up in a very, hey, y'all give him. Y'all take it away. Y'all can turn around, make a man wise, and make him a damn ape, a baboon of a damn field in a minute.
Yes, sir.
Do you not do that in Nebuchadnezzar? Man, y'all stop this foolishness. How we let these things slip. because we don't immerse ourselves in the Word. We don't open that back door, America, man. Get some cool air. We don't immerse ourselves in Yah. You know, we love Yah Word, but we don't let it. Look, look. David, I will hide your word in my heart that I might not. People ain't listening. If they're speaking evil against me and stuff, then let them do it. Let the people do their own due diligence and investigate. Believe what you want to believe. We separate the wheat from the tares. The goats from the sheep. You know people based on their fruit. Why you want to try to turn around and make somebody? How you going to make somebody a good fruit when you're evil? When you're diseased? How? That ain't your job.
Nope.
Am I making any sense tonight?
Yeah,
somebody say I'm making sense. Type in number 2. 2%. Just type in 2%. All right. So this guy wants to do a document. He wants to talk to Pastor Al. But yet he's plowing my heifer.
Mm-hmm.
He's plowing my... Now, y'all don't understand that that's not a disparaging topic.
Yeah,
it really ain't. Again, I'll say there's a number right there.
Yeah.
See it sitting right there.
Yeah.
Well, our information is out there more than Kabir's.
Yeah.
And Kabir's a very popular man.
Yeah.
You know, they hate it when you got men that submitted. See, when you submitted to, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. When you submitted to me as a man of Yah, you're only following me, and the conditions are based on this. As I follow him. And you better be that damn way. You better not follow no man blindly, have no allegiance whatsoever at all. Your allegiance belongs only to Yah.
Yes,
can I make any more sense than this?
It's
pretty
clear. Clear. Clear
sense. You've been listening to me a long time, though. I'm not. There you go, clear sense. Am I still not talking the same way?
Same way. Ain't changed. Growth. There's growth. It's same. Spirit's the same.
Reteach.
Be you followers of me, even as also I am of Messiah.
And I ain't even got to none of these. I got to talk about this, and I ain't even touched these yet. Come on.
Be you followers of me, even as I also am of Messiah.
Now, hear that? Paul said, I also am a sign. Now we're going to segue. Y'all like that word right there? We're going to segue into all these damn logical-ass people. I want y'all to hear some shit.
Yes, sir.
All right? We're going to deal with logic. Y'all got to hear this. All right? See, but it takes people like me to expose this shit. Y'all ready?
Come on.
I ain't even do this to y'all, but I got to do it. Cleflo Dollar. They heard him, right? Big time pagan Christian. Well, I'm saying Christian speaker, right? Big, big time. Look at all the people, man.
That's a lot of people.
Mega! Straight is the way.
Narrow
is the gate. And if you there, be there. You think it with them all in their clean shoes, man?
That's many.
And they all got their Bibles. They got to know what you dumb, a congregation of dumbass people.
Close Bibles. Clean Bibles.
Filthy. Yeah, dumbass people. Look at them. They all look so damn very religious and shit. Look like, come on, man.
Right.
We look like a bunch of damn hermits in it. Look at us, man. We supposed to be y'all best.
Yeah.
Look, he got stain on his damn shirt and shit. He damn kneecaps up. Damn stained up and stuff. You wear damn hand-me-downs and shit. I bought this shit off eBay. I mean, man, I tell you what. Huh?
and I got them on eBay 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Don't start nothing. Won't be nothing. Don't even try. Don't start nothing. It won't be nothing. Hey, man. Yeah, where you? Yeah, hey, yeah, bring me another one of these. Let's hit it. All right. So y'all hand me down. Teacher, the shirt you wear is a hand me down.
And this.
And this.
You need to tell me you've been in the ministry of the Most High almost 30 years and all you get is hand me down.
Great game. Hey, that Sabbath boy came back, teach, showed him, preach that message, though, didn't
he? Yeah,
he laid it in, man, laid it to the line. Elder Rufus is going to be preaching next Sabbath.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? Yeah, I can't. Well, I was holding there with my teeth.
No, I put the
opener out there. Man, okay. But y'all hear me? Man. Hey, lady, listen. Teacher Eric, Teacher Shane, Elder Rufus, Elder Mitch, all the people that minister, Pastor Corey, and then me, last but not least. I still to this day don't understand, why you want to go eat off, what other things you want to eat off of?
No sense.
If I make a video and all I did was just show you a blade of grass, I done preached more than all these damn people. I keep telling y'all over and over again that men don't follow titles, they follow strength. But y'all ready? We're going to go ahead and play this, all right? Clever Low Dollar. Clever Low Dollar says he is God. Don't that sound like Bell Key? Bob Key? Now, we're going to hit this shit. Because I got a real some of y'all dumbasses in who think y'all keep hearing all this stuff, and y'all be, and while you at it, get Psalms 82, verse 6. Now, I've got this one written down. See, get Psalms 82, verse 6. We're going to hit that real quick, all right? Watch it.
God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him, male and female.
Now, watch it. All he's going to do is just lead. You ever heard people leading? You ever heard people leading in a conversation?
Yes, sir.
They lead a certain way because they know that your mind will lead the same way. You'll go in the same direction, and he got to say nothing. All you got to do is lead.
Yeah.
You will give the answer.
Yeah.
I'm trying to teach y'all. Why you think I keep saying, man, I hear somebody talk, I go.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You know the big mistake that people look? They look at this old shaggy-ass beard, hair falling out all down, but he's getting old and shit, and they think I'm all together like them. Think I'm stupid. Just like they thought Elijah was stupid. Go up, old bald-headed man. Go up.
Come on.
Hey, nigga, come on. Yep. Well, who the hell you think you put
him? Man.
You better, wait. Let me get back on this, all right?
Yeah.
Let's hear. I'm going to try to get through this uninterrupted, all right?
Yeah.
So bad, don't start nothing. Ain't going to be nothing, all right? Here it is.
Oh, created he them. Now, that's interesting because if everything produces after its own kind, we now see God producing man. And if God now produces man, and everything produces after its own kind.
Hold on for a second. Teacher, how the hell do I get this damn video? I know I can do it. How the hell do I get this damn video to show up on the other screen? Oh, I know. Hold on.
Yeah,
scene two.
Yeah, I got to do scene two.
Monitor. Intro. Oh, man, I don't know where it is, but it ain't. Oh, wait a minute. Man, I want the people to see this. It ain't showing up for some reason.
Monitor.
y'all got to see this, boy. Ooh, we're going to put this up big, big time right here, boy. Ooh, come on now. We don't want to mess this up. Come on, here we go.
Man, in his own image, in the image of God, created he him, male and female, created he them. Now, that's interesting because if everything produces after its own kind, we now see God producing man. And if God now produces man, and everything produces after his own kind, if horses get together, they produce what? And if dogs get together, they produce what? If cats get together, they produce what? But if the Godhead gets together and say, let us make man, then what are they producing? They're producing God.
So let's tackle this
fall. Woo-wee! Did y'all hear that though?
Yeah.
They're producing what?
God. He led that.
And you know, he was. That's what they're doing. They're appealing to your natural, stupid, the word in Hebrew is brutish. It means hazy. Your damn dumbass mind, you think you that. You sitting up there answering, When I do something like that, it's usually trying to get you to answer, quote scripture. Come on, correct me if I'm wrong. Come on, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we ain't gonna get it to the damn rim. That is straight up damn blasphemy. Let's lay it to the plumb line. Won't lay it to the line.
Yes, sir.
Won't let Kabir, y'all there? Daniel, you there? Everybody there? You there? Yes. Type in one. We're gonna hit this. I'm gonna show y'all the reason why some of y'all are some damn fools. I hope to recover your ass out of the snare of the damn devil. That's why I keep telling y'all, when you raised in this English-ass culture and shit, and you be thinking, you be talking, it sounds so good. We get you divorced from our ways.
Yeah.
Don't the Bible says you gotta hate the garment spotted by the flesh?
Yeah,
what garment is that then?
Come on.
I'm only doing it because my neck tight.
That's it, man.
There ain't nothing spiritual about that. My neck is tight.
Yes.
So are we to believe if we follow that logic? That's the only damn thing it is logic.
Yeah.
So are we to believe there's no, I know you're not omnipresent.
No.
You definitely ain't omnipresent. I damn sure know I ain't omnipresent. Anybody here omnipresent?
No.
I mean, I thought we created an image of God.
Good.
And a seed. That's the logic.
Yeah.
Poison. Insert.
Yeah.
You know, produced after its own time.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yo, hear this shit.
Yes, sir.
See, go to Jeremiah 23:24. Yo, but watch this shit, though. See, this is what they do. Mental gymnastics. Y'all heard me say that word before?
Yeah.
They're appealing to you, and then they're appealing to your pride.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, we created it after the image of y'all. And then let us. He did say that. I heard a quote there, right?
He did.
Trying to put himself on the same level as the Shemaim, the angels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yet we ain't seen y'all. We ain't even been there.
No.
Are you hearing me?
Oh, yeah.
Not this damn condition.
No.
And you gonna utter yourself as you on the same plane? You damn disgusting, foul ass. You see what I mean? I like going a little bit farther with that, too. But see, this is logic. People today, they use this logic in everything in the world. and expect you to believe that. I'm going to say this word. Is it all right?
Yes,
this is a clean word. People don't think it's clean. It is clean, though.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Because it is logic and it makes sense to them. They want you to believe that bullshit. You can't tell them that they have a low-based mind and character. Because they're so damn high and lofty and them opinionated and lifted up. You can't tell them shit. You can't tell them a damn thing. He that stood up on the circle of the earth laughs. Read, Jeremiah 23:24.
Read, teach. Did any hide himself in secret places?
Wait a minute. If we on the same plane as y'all, then we can't hide. Hey, can any? Can't nobody hide from us then, right? Then we gonna follow that same logic and reason. Come on.
That I can, shall not see him? Then y'all? Do not I feel heaven and earth?
Then now I'm gonna ask us. T, when was the last time your ass filled heaven and earth? Elements, when was the last time your ass filled heaven and earth? I tell you, I'm doing good to fill this spot right here. There ain't no way in hell I can fill heaven and earth.
That's right.
Dog, he said, if I bet my dad in hell, you are there. Well, you in hell right now? Wait, not right now. Our feet is on this damn ground. We ain't in no damn hell. See, but they appeal to logic, making you think yourself to be something
that you want.
Yeah. When your ass is nothing. But it sounds good. You see how it leads. I talk about leads. How it leads into it. That's the same thing Bachi does. Try to appeal to your damn natural ass reasoning. But see, I got his number.
Hallelujah.
Don't worry about it, Bell Key. It's going to happen. I promise you. It's just the difference is between you and I, you ain't got shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
The ground beneath your feet is giving way. I'm busy as I don't know what. We'll get to you. But it's going to be in my time.
Yes, sir.
Not yours. Likewise, ye younger. You submit yourself unto the elders. Don't give me that shit. You pretty promise don't escape you. Know,
He gone now. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, he gone. He beat more. He gone.
Yeah.
You better be clothed with some damn humility. But he can't do it. Mac and cheese, where your ass at? You still will rocking with him? He got a damn wife that showed his big ass belly with stretch marks saying she got. Wait a minute. If you fall perfect, where does damn stretch marks come from? Do you think y'all got long hair like Baki?
No.
Especially them damn dirty ass damn shit nails. Hiding damn, what they call it, damn shit. Them BB shots that come out your ass and shit and stuff when you're wiping your ass and shit up on your damn nails and shit. Damn dirty ass nigga. Where you think that shit is? Ain't no way. Damn foul ass nigga.
In any hide himself in secret places that I cannot see him?
Sorry, hey, team Z, check out. Once y'all leave his land through the week, I don't know where the hell y'all at. Only one that numbers can hide from. I'm not to see, but the Clef Dollar is he appealing to logic, and he's appealing to pride. On my damn cue card, I have a cue card up here. I be giving up shit. Ah. the placebo effect. That means if you believe you're taking medicine, it can sometimes work as even if you're
right.
taking medicine.
Right. Like on the
Samantha. Yeah. You know, where you believe bullshit, you think the bullshit is real.
Yeah.
I was looking at a video there. I said, I looked at this guy, this big old guy. He was singing in church, man. He was singing too. Boy, he could sing good, too. He could, boy, he could sing. Couldn't sing better than Ella Rubin, but he could sing, yo. Ella Rubin sang. I don't know how his ass, he get older and can still sing. How you do that? I'm getting older. My voice is getting crackly and shaggly and damn raspy and... There was somebody asked the other day, I mean, why you talk like that? I said, nah, I can straighten it up now. I can feel, you know what I mean? But when I'm relaxed, you know, you're talking to your relaxed voice, it just gets crackly and shaggy. It's just the way it is. Now, if I got to put on, I can put on every day to make it sound like that's the way I sound. But when I'm relaxed with my voice, that's just the way it's going to sound. You see what I mean? Can y'all hear it?
Yeah.
Or the hell I'm trying to put on, I'm getting older. I've been young, and now I'm old.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to stay young. I'm enjoying these. Well, I ain't golden yet, but damn. The other day, man, they had a damn ad out for people 55 years old and older, man. We can go to a resting home. I'm like, we done at 55?
Damn.
I'm like, we done at 55? Like, oh, geez. That's bad. All this technology. Anyway, these deceivers, they play on your carnal mind. If you walk more after the flesh rather than the spirit, you'll be locked into it.
So true. Very true. Amen.
My voice. His voice, his voice. It ain't going to make no damn difference in the world because they're already appealing to logic. It don't sound logical. You mean it don't sound carnal. It don't sound natural.
Exactly.
Yeah. Y'all learn anything?
Oh, yeah.
Show them what?
Yes, sir.
Read Isaiah 46, verse 9. Is this not something else?
Yeah, it is. It is. Simple, though.
I was trying to teach Jonathan Thai boxing, but we got to waste some years. It ain't working right now. It ain't working. This guy ain't going to get it. He's just going, but Jonathan, I think you would think of that. We I'll be trying to rush shit. You understand what I mean? I'll be trying to rush shit.
Want play.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. Read, teach. Watch this.
Remember the former things of old, for I am Yah. There's none else.
No, wait a minute. Now, that's Yah independently by himself saying there's none else.
Yeah.
So if you follow the same logic and reason, well, so let me see. A seed produces out its own kind. That's how he led in.
Yeah.
See, that's the leading.
Yeah.
The leading. Leading is a seed produces out its own kind. So automatically, you're going to bait people into this damn trap. And he's going to make people think that you are Yah. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
That's in Psalms 82, verse 6, right? Go to Psalms 82, verse 6. But see, but what they do is they don't read it right. And you can't read it from the English because you're going to think your ass is a damn God. Let me tell y'all something. From dust you are,
dust
your ass on return. That's all you. Y'all good with that?
Yes,
y'all straight up, that's the way it's going to be.
Yes, sir.
Read Psalm 82, verse 63.
I have said, your God.
Let me pull up scriptures. Come on.
And all of you are children of the Most High.
Now, Elder, you can read that right there, right?
Yes, sir.
Psalms 82, verse 6. And knew it. You got the commas, you got to pause, right? Each time, watch. Come on, y'all read that.
Stop. What? I said, I
see.
Mm-hmm. You are Elohim.
You hear that?
Yes,
of the Most High.
That don't mean your ass is Elohim. That means your sons begotten, sons born again, sons of the Most High God. You ain't no damn Elohim. You're not Elohim.
Yes, sir.
There's only one that can go to the lowest depth, man.
That's it.
Of hell and not be burnt.
Come on.
And rise to the highest of highs. God can go all the way to the lowest of hell, and you can call him down, and he still won't be down.
Come on, shepherd.
He can be buried in this earth and still rise from it. Oh, he can turn around and put the dust on our ass and form somebody that is a similitude out of him.
Yeah.
That don't make you Yah.
Got that right.
My
I think the devil mad because our songs, it only pertained to exalting him.
That's it.
Our praises.
He learned it
from
a black pastor.
From I'm a what pastor?
Black pastor.
A black pastor. Come on.
Charles Dow.
Oh, hell.
Yep.
Oh, what the hell?
The
white police officer learned this from a black pastor,
Charles Dow.
He even considered himself to be an Israelite.
And he is.
Yes,
grafted in.
Grafted in.
Yes.
And come
on.
Don't go any farther. This is good stuff.
Come on.
Come on now. So there's the 8:17. See, you can't.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hearing this, right?
Yeah.
This is a white man. Now, he thought he was going to do some preaching.
Yeah.
But now he getting ministered to.
Yeah.
And I'm letting you know how I came into this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I'm all those writings that Yah said he's gonna use the Gentiles to provoke us to jealousy.
That's what he said. Mm-hmm.
They got no answer for that though. Read Esther 8:17. Then what happened was Mordecai and them had already done went against all the damn shit that Haman and was the bullshit that he was putting out.
Mm-hmm.
And King Ahasuerus, he had already turned around and told the people this what his decree went out. He got to defend, right? So King Ahasuerus turned around and told him, the Yehudi, say, you know what? Good. They made that decree based on his wicked ass. So I tell you, what do you do? Defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Defend yourself. All you Yehudims, you defend yourself. Y'all missed the story or something?
No, read.
Watch this.
And in every province,
county and parish.
There you go.
We can say that, right?
Yeah.
Providence back then, county and parish today. Providence back then, county and parish today. Parish is down Louisiana, all this other stuff. Because they down backwards. You know what I mean? Down crawdad-ass people. You know what I mean? I'm going to be in Providence and county. Come on, read on.
And in every city.
And every what?
Every city.
Read on.
Whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came.
Let's read.
The Yehudim.
The what?
The Yehudim.
Come on.
Had joy and gladness.
Had joy and gladness. Why did the Yehudim have joy and gladness?
He feasted and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Yehudim.
Now wait a minute. So here we go. Let's get this logic and reason.
Yeah.
The logic is, well, logic. If you wasn't naturally born into a family, how can you be a Yehudim? I mean, if you're Chinese, how can you be a Hebrew? There's logic.
Yeah.
There's reason.
Yeah.
There's natural understanding.
Yeah.
Are you following?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're black, then how can a white man? Logic, reason.
Yeah,
all the, and then the dumb, stupid-ass people who don't understand semantics, who don't understand the etymology of words, who don't even understand when they've been played. They follow along with this natural car. Because why? They've been trained after this way. Y'all saw Clint Bodala, he never say shit. All he did was lead. And people did what?
Follow
right in the same damn thing. That's all he did. They gave the answer for him. All he did was lead into it. I've been sitting there like, that don't make no damn sense. And they'll probably pick me up and throw me out of them auditorium. But the book says, read it again.
And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Yehudim had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Yehudim.
They became what?
Yehudim.
Come on.
For the fear of the Yehudim fell upon them.
So you mean to tell me that those persons, they end up becoming
Yehudim
or commonly called Jews?
Yeah.
A Yehudim is not one outwardly, but one that is inwardly.
Yeah.
See, we hate the balance of Yah.
Come on.
You're not justified by birthright. You're justified by spirit.
Yes.
If he's going to turn around and give your ass the Ruach,
The same one he gave me. Y'all the one doing that. I'm no longer in it.
I got
to get rid of my logic and reason. But I tell you what, if you get the same spirit, you better be behaving the same way that I'm behaving.
Indeed.
Who's full of the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Is that right, though?
Yes, sir.
Don't give me no damn alternative spirit now. You're no longer after this damn natural world, this natural balance.
No,
you in this balance.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus.
The concerns we got now become your concerns.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Give me that shit. Am I making any sense?
So he considered himself to be an Israelite grafted in by worshiping and obeying the Elohim of Israel. And me and the officers talked for 30 minutes in the middle of the store about Scripture and the New Testament. We shared our point of views together with everyone, stopping and observing. And that made my heart smile to see Gentiles want to be a part of the kingdom alongside the natural branch. And it killed the whole black and white thing because anyone who loves my Father is a brother of mine.
You know what I'm saying?
And at the end, we embrace and bid each other shalom.
You know, everybody wanted to disparage the white man. And mind you, the white man, his history has been bad as shit. But I'm going to tell you, see, the one thing you don't want to talk about, what about all the white people that were trying to protect us when these other assholes was doing us wrong? I live in the South. To where these damn people were nothing but damn butchers and murderers and rapists. Everybody didn't share the same sentence. So you want to paint a broad brush and condemn every damn body because they got damn white skin? I had this talk with Pastor Fox at his table, breakfast table. He said, so who do you believe the white people are? I said, y'all cursed. But y'all reversed it on us. The scriptures talk about y'all the ones that's cursed with leopard skin, not us. And I ran it down to him. And he wanted to hear that, and it's good. And we had a good relationship a few years after that. Something happened. What do you think happened anyway? I don't even know what happened. You got any ideas?
I got ideas.
That's all it is.
That's all. I got ideas.
You got any ideas, Pete? No. I'm going to tell you this, though, I'm still here. In spirit and truth.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's straight way. Because I got more Caucasian people living on this land than the melanated people. I started off with more melanated people than I did Caucasians. Teach them how to tell the truth. Don't give me this damn racial discrimination stuff and all that damn crap that y'all be participating in. You better get with the spirit of Yah. And I'm going to tell you what, I ain't stupid by any means at all.
It's true.
Kind of disappointing, though, that now Fox and everybody claim Viking shit. You know, I'm going to run this shit down just briefly. The Vikings come from an Icelandic Celtic pagan Norris, Valhalla, satanic blood worship. They invaded England. They ended up turning around and coexisting with England, or evolving. And they ended up bringing up customs and their traditions in and mixing it and mingling it. You get to the 3rd century, in comes the Roman Catholic Church, was Rome then. And then they end up mixing all this shit. And that's the reason why you got all this damn jingle bells, Christmas trees, and all this other shit that's going on. Ain't even in the book. So now you got the Icelandic, Neanderthal, Noradic, pagan, bloodthirsty damn Thor, Valhalla, damn Zeus, and every damn thing else worshiping this. That is what they teach us. They know who you are. I'm going to tell you all something, though. The Masons know who you are, too.
Yeah.
You have to understand this. Y'all want to hear it.
Yes, sir.
But in this life, they cannot let you know who you are because they no longer keep the advantage that they have in this life.
Right? Come on.
They know who you are. Mm-hmm. And you'll know who a real, true white Mason of the Scottish and York right is because they will always be respectful and honorable to you.
Wow. That's
you get these damn snaggletooth, low-bass, rebel flying, yell, damn yeah. Billy yelling all this shit. These damn stupid, ignorant-ass people don't know if they asshole point to us around or not. These folks are intelligent. They know. And they will treat you with honor, and they won't disparage you at all. Are you following? But if they can make an extra dollar off of you, they'll do it. Because their kingdom is here and now. Our kingdom is the world to come, which in truth, they really truly don't believe it because in their theology, their logic, they believe Lucifer, the light bearer, is the God of the earth. I'm way talking now. That's why I can't understand. Why the hell, what the hell black folks doing in them Greek fraternities?
Branded.
Yeah. Damn. By the time you get a wife, she'd have been ran through by everybody in the frat boy bar. Everybody in the frat boy done ran her ass through just because she initiated.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the QA! I'm shut the hell up.
Yeah.
You're a hoe.
Yes, sir.
You're a deep ditch.
Yes.
How many men are equipped to be able to recover women like that? And let them know that their value is greater than spreading your damn legs.
Yeah.
So you get initiated
to
some damn Greek fraternity, sorority, that's going to send your ass to a living damn burning hell because you have a sense of belonging. You want to be, you want to belong to something.
Come on.
I think I'm broadcast, you know, mind you, I be doing this all night for Shabbat night, and then I got to get up and do the damn mess in the morning too, man. I think it's too much for us. I think we need to probably stop broadcast on Friday night and just preach on Shabbat. What y'all think? I think it's too much for us. I don't think we're ready for this. No, people already, no sir, no sir, no sir, no sir. Well, we give them a chance for the court of public opinion to weigh in. Everybody think they know something. They don't know nothing. You don't know. Listen. If you're going to be wise, listen to the wise. If you're going to be a fool, listen to the fools. Now, let's get some of this for a second. Tell you what. Remember, it's not 632 but 641. Brother Stephen, sister, what y'all going to be talking about? When y'all going to give me my new update?
All right,
let's get in here.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straightway Truth Ministry, 632 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry.
Well, Carol tells me, she said, they sent that to you in the email that was my help me.
Hallelujah.
Can I run this down just for a minute?
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, not only am I the head of a community, so let's put some hats on.
Let's do it.
All right. We're going to use Vince. We need to play them all. So, okay. We got Beth down with the hat on, head of Straightway.
Yeah.
All right. Head of household. Head of ministry. Head of, I ain't got no cap for 11, 12 communities. I got to put that up there, man. Are you following? Yeah, I'm getting ready to get these. Thank you very much. Father. Brother. Come on now. Counselor. Give me a dollar on me. We're pulling it now. Counselor. Hot dang. And y'all want me to check her email. And mind you, we ain't even halfway through. This is sad, man. Y'all see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And I'm going back to natural logic because, see, what everything means is whatever you're dealing with, that's all the world consists of. Because we don't have the ability to look out for people in front of us to see what that is, because it's all about us. And I'm not talking about that last travel. The reason why we're so offended, because I am a man. I'm concentrating on my feelings.
Yeah.
I'm concentrating on my negative emotions.
Yeah.
I'm concentrating on me and nobody else. I did talk about it, right?
Yes, sir.
She did.
Self-centered. Self-focused. See, isn't it nice, though, whenever you just start on one, you can just keep it going because everybody comprehends and understands from that point. If you ever get out there and you have an opportunity to minister to someone and you're sounding like you know what you're talking about, you ain't got to say, Pastor Dow says. You received it. It's the truth. It originates from it.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
At the end of it, they say, man, I appreciate it, brother. Then you can turn around and give all glory back to him. See? And you can say, all praise to the Most High God, because he's the one. Listen, y'all, I know y'all think this is a cliche, but this is real.
Yeah, real.
He's the only one that can open up our understanding.
Yeah, we do.
These are not just, anyway, man, should I live by bread alone? But by every word that proceed forth out of the mouth of God. So let's go into some, I want to hit some of this earlier, right? I got some notes right here, all right? Oh, by the way, I've had many people just in the past few weeks. This is what they said to me. messages, everything. Mm-hmm. Pastor Dow, can you tell me where I need to go? You hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
first of all, number one, if everybody's listening, type in the word listen.
Listen.
Type in the word listen. Tell me, how's that thing going, man?
I was going.
The broadcast. It's
going well. Excellent. I enjoy it.
Talk for a few minutes, man. I'll be right back, man. Oh, get in that seat, man.
Oh, man. I was enjoying listening to the chef.
Hallelujah.
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 You can't. Ain't no place like Straightway. And when I say no place like Straightway, you got Kentucky, you got all these other communities, you got Goshen, you got Georgia, but ain't no place like this. Y'all agree?
Yes, sir.
Ain't no place like this. I come here and it's life, it's real. All right? He say, listen, I think y'all going to enjoy all this stuff he going to talk. He got a long list. 1, 2, 3, 4, I mean, it's a laundry list. I don't know if y'all going to sit back and get ready for that. But anyway, dead season, we in it. All these letters coming through. People, I mean, my thing is I hope that people, we don't end up like all the other dead seasons where people just falling off, falling away. And so the hope is that our ears are open to what is being said, what's coming across the pulpit. What's coming from the teachers? What's coming from the deacons? That
don't
the
good,
pastors.
These
are the things that we need to do. These are things we need to really focus in on. And everything that's happening now, he said in the video earlier this week, he preaching just by his actions and what he's doing on his land. All the moves that he's making, all the things that you see he obtaining, the push for the work that's being done on the lands. All this right here should be speaking to all of us, especially if we are on a community like myself, Elder Rufus and them, Goshen and Kabir and all. We all got to get into particular space.
Say it again.
In mine even. You know, I tell people this all the time. I've been telling the brothers on land, I am seeking to get somewhere. I don't even know what that somewhere looks like.
We're going to get there, though.
Yeah, we're going to get there, but I'm seeking. And
you
I'm
know
pushing.
When you get there.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just seeking, and I'm pushing, and I'm striving, I'm scratching, I'm clawing. It's what I'm doing to get there. And I'm sitting here and I'm watching. I've been asking you a whole bunch of questions about tanks and all kinds of stuff. You know, because he told me, when we get that tractor, he told me to get diesel tank. What they doing?
Mm-hmm.
They getting tanks. they getting tanks.
You know, we got tanks everywhere on the land.
So it's all about not getting the ease and Zion, not getting too relaxed, because we look at the times and the seasons which we're living in. We see exactly what they're trying to do. Pastor's been putting out these videos. Everybody sees it. It's high time.
Yes,
you know, we can't just be falling asleep and at the wheel. We got to be about it.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh. And by the way, before we get going here pretty good, y'all better, if you own a community or a homestead, y'all got to listen. Y'all listen to me. I just got finished paying $4.04 a gallon for propane.
Uh-huh.
That was down on Tuesday. Mind you, we got 200 gallons of propane. Now, somebody do 200 gallons times 4.04. No, you way off. Where'd you go to school?
he said 808.
Mm-hmm.
4.04.
200 gallons at 4.04 a gallon. Where we at?
808.
You see what I'm talking about? How much money is that?
A lot.
You got that kind of money? I ain't got that kind of money. You close. Damn, you close. You're a mathematician.
That's
my
favorite subject.
Math?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so A squared plus B squared.
B squared.
Oh, okay, you got them. I'm going to come up with something else, man. Let me dig deep.
You got to get more derivatives.
Yeah. We got to, yeah. Let me.
You did that before. Derivatives. You did capital?
I did Cal one. Anyway, don't let me get that.
Let me get that.
El Doug, he'll get you wrong for your money, though. El Doug, you're wrong. I remember when I was in school, I said, man, I ain't going to use this shit. You know what I'm doing today?
Yeah.
I spent 4 hours out of the day writing vaccine exemption letters.
I believe it. Didn't realize.
I said 4 hours. See, people think when they think they go straight when they say, pass out, we need an exemption. Hold on, damn it. You don't understand what that entails.
Yeah.
Anybody can just damn put some shit together. When I put some stuff together, man, there's no wiggle room.
No. Yeah.
This is all lawful, legal, every damn thing. And it takes some time to do that. Then I got to have someone proofread it, Carol throwing in some, how you spell it. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. It sure is easy asking for shit.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, sir.
It is. What I'm going to be able to receive for all my time, energy, and effort for your asking.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You know, I told you, I do have a message in me. You know what my next message in me is? After I get past what y'all going to do, my next message in me is who told you that there's not a sin offering for every transgression.
Yeah,
you people think you just go, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're right.
I keep telling you, there's
right.
teeth in the game.
Right.
When you get some teeth in the game, your ass, you don't want to see it too much.
They're
going to break your ass.
Straighten you up. Yeah. Right.
You people done got so used to, I'm so sorry. That's the reason why you're sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Indeed.
By the way, where were we at, man, before I went off on this, man?
That's good. You started with, people telling you where do I need to go?
Where do I need to go? Listen, no leader in the ministry of Straightway will ever tell you you need to move here.
They shouldn't.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
No leader. I want you, all you people, everybody to hear. No leader in Straightway will tell you or even will suggest you need to move around this community or this land.
Mm-hmm.
No leader would do that. They won't do it. Did y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
At least I hope that they ain't doing that shit. The book says, and we'll sing the old song, where he
leads me,
you will do what?
I will follow.
Give him an opportunity to lead you and not a man to lead you.
There you go.
I don't invite nobody to move around Straightway. I don't. If y'all move you here, that's another story. But I'm not going to tell you, well, maybe you ought to move here, brother, or maybe you should move closer. I'm not going to tell none of you that. None of you. Never. And in the ministry of Straightway, no leader is ever going to tell any of you to move around this community or that community or any community. Let Yah lead you. Learn for once in your life to let the Spirit lead you. That makes sense.
Hallelujah.
What we're dealing with today in this world, it seems like this damn jab style feeling, this stuff is rivaling the mark of the beast. Why do people got to lose their livelihood, lose their jobs, stand for freedom and liberty?
You almost came by that.
I mean, think about that for a second. What the hell? Joe Biden is a devil.
Yeah, it's real tough.
The administration is a devil.
That's
right. I'm telling you, I told you I wanted to say it a thousand times. They're tasting blood. They think this is it. There's still a little time left. Because when I start seeing what's happening right now, I'll be looking for the man of sin. Everybody else be looking for their freedom and liberties. I'm looking for the man of sin. I'm looking where his is at, because he's going to be in a man.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Joe Biden too damn stupid.
Yeah.
He can't be the man.
Wow.
He too damn stupid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Too dumb, too old, too decrepit.
Yeah.
I went over there the other day. I was driving down the road and listening to Sirius XM. What's the black one?
Sirius XM.
Urban. Urban View.
Urban View, yeah.
I listen to all of them. I feel to this day, look, I'm going to try to help my people of melanated skin out, or I'm going to try to. I don't understand for the life of me, if you choose a political affiliation, why would your black ass want to be a damn Democrat? It makes no sense whatsoever to me at all. I said, if you choose a political affiliation, our affiliation is, come out and hurt my people. Be you separate, say the Most High Yah. Touch not the unclean thing. Are you following?
Yeah.
Or Revelation 18:4, 2 Corinthians 5:17, all the way to the end. 2 Corinthians 6. That's us. You understand what I mean? We ain't a part of this shit or this system or none of this stuff. You be separate, then y'all gonna receive you.
Yes, sir.
Are you following?
Yes, sir.
You don't want to be caught up in none of this foolishness and nonsense at all. And people. How do people give you, listen, if I tell you I'm pulling this lure out and I'm throwing it into the water, how many people y'all see that disparage me? And they never ever hear me jumping on Trump racist ass. They never hear me. They never hear me. Oh, you're a Trump supporter. You ain't never heard me talk about Trump? Negative. You not heard me talk negative. It's just there's so much negative on the damn Democratic side. You can't ignore it.
It's true.
So Biden, amazing, huh? A man that can't even talk.
Sleepy Joe.
The whole damn presidential campaign's going on, he's in this basement. No, for real. And they ain't making this shit up. He's literally in his basement. And he is the most popular president.
Wow.
More popular than Barack Hussein. People hate when I say that.
Yeah.
It is the middle night.
Yeah,
I'm not disparaging us. Listen, don't get mad at me because I'm calling people by their name. Mm. Barack Hussein Obama. Donald J. Trump, draft dodger, didn't have the balls to go to Vietnam like Colin Powell did. Colin Powell got injured in Vietnam, got a Purple Heart out of it. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Donald J. Trump, rich ass. Hey, do not the rich rule over you? Does that sound like words?
Yes, sir.
Do they not oppress you?
That's all like going right.
Yes, then they come back chicken hawks.
Yeah.
No, they hawks now. They old.
Yeah.
Telling everybody what they need to do to be warriors.
Uh-huh.
When they had a chance to serve him and Bill Clinton.
All of them.
Chicken shits. Chicken hawks. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Just this week, I met up with an architect. Home designer. And he says, Pastor, I got a question to ask you. And this relates to my family. They're doing this, blase, 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 blase. Do you recommend them going to the military? I said, nah, no, but hell no. Why would you want going to the military? Look what's happening. Watch this. New news. Watch this. There are 34 active duty Navy SEALs, 2 reserves, facing intimidation and harassment because they don't want to take the COVID jab, feeling, whatever you want to call it. Are you following? The Navy is going to reward them for their service to this country by saying, since you refuse, we're going to make you pay the Navy back for all the training you receive. Hold on. Let me get this shit right. Now, wait a minute, damn it. First of all, it's an all-volunteer military, right? And it's the volunteers in the military to train. They were volunteers, right? And in case y'all didn't know, it takes about $2 million to make one Navy SEAL.
Wow.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
And they want the damn Navy, allegedly, want them to pay back, pay. You don't even, you won't even make $2 million in your lifetime as a soldier. You get 20, 30 years, you ain't gonna make that much. You hear me? But they want them to pay them back for the damn train. What kind of damn chair? Listen, I'm gonna give a commanded video again.
Yes, sir.
In case some of you damn wide asleep people miss it. Maybe, just maybe, listen, I want everybody within the next week to stop what you're doing, make a promise. Somebody type in the word promise. We're going. Come on, let's get some teeth in the game.
Yes, sir.
Make a promise. You've got to make a promise. Every time I do this, it's only the way conscious is. You know, I'm on to something.
Yes, sir.
Next week, I got something else.
Yes, sir.
I got two. Within the next 2 weeks, I don't give a damn if you ever saw them, never saw them, you better watch it. If you're in this ministry, promise the ministry. Promise y'all. Promise us. You will watch Braveheart. This within this week. The next following week, you better watch The Last Night. And when you watch it, make sure the children are in bed. Make sure your damn wife does mummer and complain and set her ass down. If she can't listen, put her ass to bed so you can watch it yourself. Stay up. No distractions. Y'all need to learn some honor and character. You really truly need to learn something. Y'all hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
Braveheart, the next following, The Last Night. Morgan Freeman's in The Last Night. This is on your, that's how you know you got the right one. And I don't want y'all to pay attention to all of them hoopla and stuff as everything is going on. Listen to me very close. Listen to me. Pay attention to dialogue. Am I too educated?
No,
I mean, I want y'all to pay attention to dialogue. Sit everybody down. Shut up and at ease. Learn something. And then, before the end of November, Last Samurai. Pastor, I never heard this stuff before. I never, shut up. I'm trying to show y'all and teach y'all what the hell's really going on. Maybe through this medium, I didn't even use that word, you'll get it. Maybe you'll get it. Just maybe. Just maybe. Oh, let me see. We're 15 minutes over here. But they want to make Navy SEALs pay for their training. That's America. Now you see the reason why I told that guy, you'll rather be a fool to go into their military. Why would you want to go into the military for this country knowing that this administration is in this country that will leave Americans forsaken in Afghanistan? Waiting for the news to die down. They're still over there. Scraping to get out of the country, can't get out of the country, don't know if they're going to live or not. Joe Biden, they don't give a shit about your ass. Kamala, downtown Willie Brown, Kamala Harris don't give a damn about your ass. My ass ain't there. Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
I can't do it like that. And do y'all know still to this day, in the Department of Defense, there's not been one religious exemption approved by the DOD in this country.
Wow.
Not a one. A
America, you need to starve this damn military industrial complex. Do not send your children to go join this military industrial complex. Do not go in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marine, or the Coast Guard, or ROTC. Don't do none of that shit. Let these damn rich-ass people fight it out for their own damn self. Since when does a mandate become law? That's a question, right? 18 months ago, the people that was in the nursing field on the so-called alleged front line, they were heroes. Today, under this tyranny of Joe Biden, these heroes are losing their jobs. Tyranny is a cruel and a oppressive government rule. How you Democrats are doing nowadays is you got the damn joker and a fool of the world century, and that's 100 years. And what's the word he got for 200 years? Oh, foolery. And what's 300 years of foolery? We got to find out what the hell that is. You got to buy some. You got to figure out some shit. Since 1776, there's never been a fool in a damn office like Joe Biden. Say it again, Elder.
Clown.
Damn city is a hemorrhaging. Mm-hmm. Residents are hemorrhaging. Chicago, they're murdering each other. Ain't got no police force there no more. Now, y'all think about this. Am I not looking like a prophet nowadays?
Yeah.
I didn't say I was a prophet.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, am I not looking like a prophet? What have I been saying for over 20-something years?
Get out of the
city. Get out of debt and what? Learn how to live a quiet and peaceful life.
Set apart.
You're going to find out. See, the stuff that we were allegedly were able to enjoy, which we didn't enjoy because we were making enough money, they're trying to sell y'all this utopia. Ain't that right, teacher? Mm-hmm. Oh, you got this picket fence, you got them dog and all this other shit. That's what they're trying to sell you. They're trying to sell you that shit. Your utopia is, y'all know how we be tabernacling in the wintertime and tents? Y'all better learn how to fortify those positions. Put a damn wood stove in there. I'm serious. Learn how to live simple. Because the way this damn administration, everybody going, we going back to the damn Stone Age. We going back. I'm serious. It's some bad shit. We got inflation. It's on down. It's off the chart. I can't even begin. Words escape me for how bad it is.
Yep.
Think about that for a minute. Words literally escape me for how bad it is. I had somebody this week send me a 5-ounce bar of gold. So hear that? Somebody say $9,000.
$9,000.
That's how much it is. That's real value.
Yeah.
We ain't got no paper shit up here. Y'all got any paper on y'all? Just one damn dollar paper. Just give me a dollar paper. Whatever. I don't care what it is. See this? See that right there? That come from the same tree. It's got $1 denomination on it. It costs the same amount of money to make this as $1 as it does 5, 10,
true.
20,
very true.
50, and 100. Paper. It's called fractional reserve banking. Y'all, I'm going to end on this, D. I'm probably, do we got lines in tonight? I'm going to end on this. I'm going to end on fractional reserve banking. Is that all right? We're going to end on this. So fractional reserve banking is, so when you go and you put your $10, your $100, your $1,000, your $100,000 into the bank, the bank sees that, they go, oh, man, that's good. So we'll give you
What's the latest entry rate? A dismal 0.04. You can actually go out here, walk down the road one time and pick up that many cans and get that much in interest. But they're going to loan the money that's in that bank that you deposited.
Yes.
Up to 10 times the amount.
Oh, yes.
10 times the amount. At 5.6 or 6.7 or 7.7, depending on your credit.
Yeah.
Your
right.
Rating.
Yeah, right.
It's called fractional reserve banking.
Right.
You know, dumb and stupid is this damn old-ass pastor is right here, right? So, they're going to take that money and they're going to loan it out 10 times at that interest rate. And mind you, I've done this credit thing a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I've filled out many credit applications, but I've never once seen that cash in my hand. I'll tell you what I did see, a book entry. I never seen no dollar. I seen a book entry. This is how much you was granted. This is how much you owe to pay off this debt. And it was all digital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had some dumbass tell me, well, Pastor Dow. Oh, yeah, Pastor Dow. Pastor Dow. When you think we going to get passed out into the cashless society, I say, you dumbass, what the hell you think we've been doing for the last 20, 30 years?
Mercy. Truth.
Oh, I promise you this. I still have not sold 1 ounce of silver that I've been telling y'all to collect all these years. I have not sold 1 ounce. I still got it all. That's real money. Can I see that dollar bill again, man, one time? So I would take this $1 bill right here, and I can put a big lighter to it. How long do you think it'll take to burn it up? And this thing right here said this is a promissory note backed up by the Federal Reserve. Who in the hell is the Federal Reserve? Is the Federal Reserve Federal Express? Who is that? I'm going to tell you who it is. International bankers who have learned how to hawk America because of you damn jackleg ass president a long, long time ago.
I sent you the station break again. It's the newest one in your email.
Okay. Y'all get this. Fractional reserve banking. These damn assholes who damn turned around and learned how to take this promissory note right here, this piece of paper and shit, learn how to loan it in value to you. Your damn dumb ass think you got some shit because you got a bunch of paper in your damn hand. All you do is cut down a damn tree out of you. Got no more damn value. But silver and gold has intrinsic value. Copper, nickel, intrinsic value. Land, food, fuel, value.
And
the only type of value this has is what they say it has.
Right. Sir.
And when they ass go broke, guess who broke?
You.
You broke.
Straight up.
You're not going to be able to trade this on the world damn commodity because pretty soon you're going to take this and $100 bills. You're going to lose this. You will use this to light your fire to keep warm. As dumb as we are. Stupid as we are.
Yeah. Why?
This is what I say. Get on community. Wood, and keep buying old stoves.
Yep.
Simple stuff. I know it sounds crazy. I know it does, man. We so used to driving down our air-conditioned vehicles, man. The book, there's a warning. I'm going to hit on this. The book says, woe unto you that are at ease in Zion. Hell, I'll give you last word. Come on, what you got, man?
Hallelujah. I think you're on point. Don't get easy, Zion. I say, like I said earlier, keep listening to him. Watch what he does, and we just ain't mimicking. And you be good. We just follow him, we get to the kingdom. Gotta make it real, though. That's it.
Y'all brothers good?
Yes, sir.
Y'all got anything y'all want to say? Anything you want to add? Hey, I appreciate each and every last one of you that has helped with contributions to this ministry.
Yes.
Straightway, Truth Ministry. By way of Cash App, PayPal,
what's the last one?
Super chat. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. More than anything, it's imperative that y'all learn how to exercise the art of hearing. Because it's going to chart your course. Let me tell y'all something. Most of y'all, you sitting on, well, I sold my home. I got $100,000 equity. Watch this. I'm so sorry. I hate to just bust y'all on y'all damn chops and lips. Elements, how long or how much on the community is $100,000?
Ain't shit.
It ain't what?
It ain't shit.
You already got, you got close to $1 million already invested in that community. $100,000. And you people want to hold on your damn little pennies.
We far from where we used to be. Far from.
Y'all hearing that, right?
Yes, sir.
$100,000.
Damn
thing. We blew
through that. Hey, and many of you, you know, you so... Damn, I used to do it like, I gotta do it like it. You're so greedy.
Yeah.
You're so greedy.
Yeah.
You're so greedy and you have no trust in nobody but yourself, and yourself ain't even done you right.
That's
true.
That's true.
I have some people in the ministry this week. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I have some people in the ministry this week. Y'all hear how much I received in the mail this week?
Come on.
Out of one offer?
Yes, sir.
One offering this week, I got a check in the mail, deposit in the bank, and cleared $386,000. And your ass squabbling and struggling over keeping your damn pennies for chicken feed.
Yeah.
Mess. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Whatever! Goodbye. Good riddance, and you know, hey, I love you all. I promise I do. Looking forward to lines in if it's coming all night. I do. I love you all. It sure is sad.
Yes, it is.
You gotta have somebody give up all that, and you struggling over $1,000, or $50, or $10. No wonder the kingdom having to shut up to you. No wonder. It's so sad. But I know one thing. Somebody going to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
$380,000, that ain't no chicken feed. That's a lot of money. That's chicken feed. That ain't no chicken feed. Some of you people, you're in trouble.
You do so with that.
Do something with it. It'll take me about 4 months to spend $380,000.
Yeah.
Easy.
Community
started. You sneeze. Phew. The wisdom is, it takes all of us together being a collective mind.
One.
Your ship will come in one day, but it ain't going to come in when you want it to, right?
Man,
and I'm going to tell you right now, some of you, you're living on community and you think you're secure. The children of the kingdom.
There you go.
It's going to be thrust out into outer darkness.
That's right.
Where there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Don't think your ass is secure just because you're sitting there, I promise you.
Yeah.
Better get your damn heart and spirit right. Think me a fool if you want to, and anybody else. Tender mercies granted to the Most High Yah. Teach. Come on, man. Shut this thing down. Hope y'all, hey, we'll see y'all tomorrow morning, Shabbat morning. Lions Den, they didn't say Lions Den coming in, right? So, you stand up because your ass is about ready to go to sleep, right? You good? Okay. That's Terrence, man. He all right. He cool. Please take heed of what we're saying.
Yes, sir.
We can't help you to take heed. You have to take heed on your own core. Mm-hmm. Young, mend your ways. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to those in front of you.
Yes.
You think you know something, you don't know nothing as you ought. You
oh,
think
yeah.
you don't, you don't. I'm sorry. We're not in any way, shape, fashion, or form trying to play on your intelligence. We know you're intelligent. It's just that your experience has not rivaled our experience. That's the only thing we're saying. That's the only thing we're saying. And in that is much wisdom. Is it right, Elm?
Yes, sir.
We bless y'all in the sweet, person, strong, and victorious, and mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Get out of the cities, get out of debt, and damn sure get your ass out of California, the whole West Coast,
yes.
Illinois,
yes,
New York, New Jersey.
Yes.
Get your ass up out of them. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Come on, please, close this up.
Congratulations.
You want to take this chair?
Thank you. She'll be with you guys.